This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, some people are probably trying to figure out, well, are you going to take a breath, Bradley, to say the next words that are flowing from your
breathing
eye
is
hole?
Good. Breathing, I find, is very helpful in life.
Go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or what you can do, friends, is follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, and the phone lines will be accessible for those that would like to go ahead and throw it out there for 53 nations to hear and several affiliates across the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way down to Texas, all the way up to Minnesota. So again, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, before I hand this over to Stephanie, I just want everybody to understand that, again, we're about 3 weeks ahead of the game here, if it's not years in many cases. But you know how I keep talking about how Saul Alinsky and one of their tactics is to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is? And we talked about how 70% of his Twitter account was contrived, and how Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to one of his events for a fundraiser for his reelection campaign. And do you remember when during the DNC there was actually 72,000 seats they couldn't fill, and then they blamed it on the weather, and the meteorologist came forth and said it wasn't, it had nothing to do with the weather, and then they went over to a 20,000 seat arena and they couldn't even give away free tickets and fill it. Remember, it was only three quarters filled. And do you also remember that when he, in Washington, D.C., during his re-inauguration speech, interestingly enough, he did something completely unprecedented. He couldn't even fill up the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. Huh. So, and then we also know across the border here from Minnesota to Wisconsin, we know that in Milwaukee, we were told that, you know, 18,000 people packed that stadium to go ahead and support Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. But the problem was, there was only 5,000 seats there. You see how this is working, friends? Now, what we just recently found out, friends, is White House hires sham foreign company for Obamacare employees to sit and do nothing. I'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, can you tell us why that is?
Yes, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, the heart of God. And sincerely, although I say it every day here at the Sons of Liberty, we always want to be led by the Spirit. If we're led by the Spirit, we know that God's Spirit is living within us and moving us and causing us to move to action. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, a man out there who was led by the Spirit of God, definitely, well, more than that, a couple of them, was Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Hudson Taylor. Now, I'm going to kind of give you just a couple of, well, more than that, but some gold nuggets that I think will really stick with your heart.
Do you need
today.
Me to help people? Do you need me to shed some light on who Dietrich Bonhoeffer is?
Sure, you can. Go ahead.
He's the guy, they call him a pastor. He was more of a prophetic individual. But that's all people know in these countries is pastors. They don't understand the office of the apostolic or the prophetic, or the proper understanding of how the apostle, prophet, and teacher operate, 1 Corinthians 12:28. So in saying that, going over to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he's also the man that says, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. When he had every opportunity back in the 30s to stay in the United States of America and just leave his people to the slaughter of Adolf Hitler,
yep.
He actually stood up, played the man, went back to the face of the dictator and began to confront him and everything about him. And it cost him his life.
That's right. It cost him his life, but he did what God had called him to do. One of the wonderful things he said was, he said, if the heart is devoted to the mirage of the world, to the creature instead of the creator, the disciple is lost. However urgently Jesus may call us, his call fails to find access to our hearts, for they have already been given to another. He knew that you were going to obey God or you were going to obey man. That was one of the quotes I was going to say.
No in between.
Yeah, he said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. He stood up to the evil that he saw in his day, and he stood up for righteousness, and he didn't bow and bend to an evil dictator, namely Adolf Hitler. He said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. You have to understand that when you have silence and you don't say anything, you might as well put your hand right in hand with tyranny or any kind of oppression that's going on, because you're not speaking out against it, so you're just as guilty.
Yeah.
Now, we need to understand that. I want to add one thing here by Henry Blackaby, too, as well. He said, if you feel...
What happened to Hudson Taylor?
We'll get to him in a moment.
Oh.
He said, if you feel weak, limited, ordinary, you are the best material through which God can work. In fact, it was Martin Luther who said, are you nothing? Until a man is nothing, God can create nothing out of him.
And well, the Bible says that we're crucified through weakness and we live by the power of God.
That's right. And Hudson Taylor, it was he who said, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckon on his being with them. We need to understand that even
hard
though we say, Lord, I can't do anything apart from you, it's a hard place to be, but we know that with God and through Christ, all things are possible. We have to understand that if God is for us, who can be against us? We're not relying upon our own weak selves, which can do nothing. We're relying upon the power of God to work through us as we're obedient to him.
Hudson Taylor.
Amen.
Quickly.
I just said Hudson Taylor's quote.
Hudson Taylor was a Chinese missionary. He actually prayed into existence by the Spirit of God over 100 missionaries to shake, rattle, and roll. And because of these guys, because of the seeds that God used them to be for their time, we still have what we have today.
And they're really, I mean, they're apostolic, prophetic, but these are the guys that were...
He was very much apostolic.
Yeah, apostolic, yeah. Because he went where no man had gone before,
yeah.
So to speak. He laid down the beaten path for people to follow in.
And see, we need to, like, because apostle means one sent, and then when you look at a missionary, that's exactly what he is, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually one and the same in many ways.
And we have to
if they're planting the church.
That's right, and we have to understand that these men of God, they stood up, even though it may seem impossible task in and of their own strength, but they knew that God was with them, and look at what happened.
Well,
look
what did Hudson Taylor say?
We
see three stages of every work of God.
Yeah, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done.
That's right. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to bring you back to the fraud that's in the White House and cause you again to understand the facts so I can lay them to your candor so you can again understand, friends, that you are simply being lied to. Everything about this man, his administration from A to Z, spells nothing but fraud. We're going to come back and expose what's going on concerning a sham foreign company that works for Obamacare. See, the problem they're having, though, friends, is no one's signing up for it. I'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to weigh in at any time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's take you over so you can understand what's happening with the fraud in the White House once again. Now, again, friends, I just got to take this back to the backbone, to the foundation of my message. And again, friends, I always make reference to Deuteronomy 28 because to a T, this is exactly what he said would happen during the times of judgment. He said that the foreigner would be over you. Okay? You would be the tail. He would be the head. That's a part of judgment. And that's exactly what's happening. See, there's 15 blessings in Deuteronomy 28, and there's 55 curses. And it's interesting how the American professed church, how they love to just hang on to those 15 blessings, but they forgot the fact that God said, if you take heed to my commandments, pay careful attention to my commandments, my precepts, those things that I have entrusted you to live out. And it's interesting, they just overlook that, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel, and then what they do is they sear their conscience because they don't actually want to face the fact that their country's under judgment because of what they've left undone.
Yeah, it's like they're not even in the real world.
They're not.
Sunday morning is a fluffy, let's be kind and loving towards one another and love your brother. It's like, hello, earth to whoever, are you listening to yourself and are you seeing what's going on in your world? We have a job to do. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you just got me off on another little rant here, but we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Just when you thought the unfolding saga of Obamacare, which, by the way, is unconstitutional, friends, read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. You know what? Instead of the conservatives getting caught up in this rhetorical talk, this circular reasoning, why don't you just simply ask the question, where exactly are you deriving your authority from, please? Just tell us where you're deriving your authority from to actually implement something called Obamacare. Again, it's unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, it is unlawful. Okay? The administration is acting as a bunch of outlaws. They are out of their scope of authority. So therefore, we were told by our forefathers that it would be considered null and void because it does not apply to we the people. Okay? You got that? All right. Just when you thought the unfolding saga of Obamacare couldn't get any stranger, well, it does. Witnesses last week, this bombshell, a whistleblower alleges, you know, they got to use the word allege, but when it's coming from the communists and the atheists and the homosexuals, it's true because they said so. Mm-hmm. But when it's the right side, the law-abiding citizen, when they actually bring forth the truth to the light, for some reason you have to say the word alleged. Isn't that pretty hypocritical, friends? But a whistleblower alleges American taxpayers are paying workers to do nothing but sit at their computers. First reported by KMOV News 4, the whistleblower painted a picture of the cult classic Office Space, telling the St. Louis station that employees went weeks literally doing nothing. What they were supposed to be doing, well, that's a good question. We need to ask that question. What exactly, what were they supposed to be doing? Well, I'm about to tell you that. Processing Obamacare paper applications. Huh. Instead, now keep in mind again, friends, this is a foreign company. Also, keep in mind that the IRS is using foreign agents to audit people in this country. Do you understand how twisted and how dangerous this is becoming through this administration, friends? Okay. Instead, they were sitting around playing games all on the American taxpayers' dime. Levon Takatz worked from October to April at the Wentzville, Missouri facility where the transgressions occurred. This whistleblower told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, "We played Pictionary. We played 20 questions. We played Trivial Pursuit." Another former employee told KMOV, "Management told them to act like we were working and look at the screen as if we were reading things. Employees were banned from speaking to the media even after they left the company." The company is called Serco. S-E-R-C-O, a British firm awarded a $1.2 billion contract to manage paper applications for President Obama's health care law. Friends, I want to remind you, it is not law. It is unlaw. It is not constitutional. It is unconstitutional. So instead of playing these little debate games like they do on conservative radio all day long, friends, you have to go back and ask the question, where, Mr. President, have you derived your authority from? Because the people have not given it to you. Therefore, if we have not given it to you, then it must be a foreign power. And guess who he's using to actually implement Obamacare? Well, the applications. The British. Folks, though they be across the pond, they are still foreign. Forget that not. So instead, they were sitting around playing games all on the American taxpayers' dime.
And they were awarded how much? It was in the, you said, one point something billion. That's what the
$1.2 billion contract to manage paper applications for President Obama's health care law. Again, it's not law, friends. Okay, Serco was a boondoggle of its own amidst Obamacare's disastrous rollout. The former Serco employee explained that there were 1,800 people waiting to get one out of 20 applications that came through.
Oh. 1,800 people.
This goes back to your letter, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, friends. We have to ask the question, what are you possibly running from? We know how the state-run media loves to demonize those that oppose them at every step. If it's not opposing the atheist or the homosexual, the communist, the anti-Americanisms that are going on through these debased reprobates. Friends, do keep in mind that the numbers are so small, it's sick. So why, America, do you keep giving voice to the enemy? That's a question I have to ask you. Why are you giving voice to the enemy when there's hardly any of them there? During war in our country, we've heard famous quotes like, there's so many of them, how can I hit one? In other words, he didn't stand around and say, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to surrender here, man. I'm done. You know, there's nothing I can do. I'm all done. I'm done. I'm done. Okay, I'm putting my hands up, man. Let me go. No, he didn't do that. He said, there's so many of them I can't miss. Folks, you don't even have that many to hit. And they know it. And just think about it, the fraud in the White House is stealing the taxpayers' money and reallocating it to a foreign company to lay something on you that is completely foreign to our country. Of course. That's how you would do it. He probably can't get enough Americans to do it. Since the workload was so light, they were told to slit all their computers. I'm sorry. The right eye's getting a little... I'm sorry. To sit at their computers and hit the refresh button. No more than every 10 minutes. They were pushing the refresh button to give the implication, or I'm sorry, the appearance to the people that might go to the website that there's so many people coming to the website to actually give forth their application so they can be processed.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, nobody's doing it. There's 312 million people. This reminds me of last week when we were talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, the fraud criminal that he is, how he is over in France telling the foreign countries that America is the biggest Muslim nation in the world. One of them. Folks, there's 4.5 million Muslims in America. Now, what comes to my aid is Proverbs 28, because the Bible says, the wicked will flee when none pursueth.
Yeah, isn't that like either 0.3 or 0.03%
of the... 0.03%, okay, so, I believe is what
so
it was.
So 0.03% of
it's
the
on
Muslim,
sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Of the Muslim population in the entire world.
Yes.
And that's huge? I mean,
no,
think
no.
about that number.
Well, the U.S., there's 312 million people, and we found out that there's actually 4.5 million self-professed Muslims in America, and now we're one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world.
I suppose according to Barack Obama's morality meter, that's probably the case.
Yeah,
how he judges
it's
things.
It's upside down. Yeah, he
exactly.
puts darkness for light
right.
and light
mm-hmm.
for darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evil for good and good for evil. Yeah,
truth
we know that. Isaiah
lie.
5. Yeah,
of course.
We do. And again, you can't not be, when you're at this point in this country, be facetious about it, because it's so sick, friends. And yet again, every step of the way, we know what the problem is. We know the enemy is so nil. Now, I'm not saying again, friends, that we don't have real enemies. I believe that we do. Russia, China, and the such, communist nations. But keep in mind, Obama's allies are America's enemies. Okay? That's the only thing scary about what's going on if you want to go to the flesh. But cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. We put our trust in the Lord. And he's the one that said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And no matter what, friends, just like John Knox when he said, you know, a man with God is always in the majority. So regardless of hell itself is standing around us, compassed around us, saying, hey, there's nothing you can do about it. The Christ in me still stands up and says, oh, no, we can overcome because Christ did it, and we are to emulate him, and he promised he would do it for us. We'll be right back after this.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just exposing this administration for what it is, again. And laying to the feet of the American people the numbers that a good portion of you out there that listen to me are running from. And, you know, regardless if the numbers were against us in the majority, we still trust in the Lord, because we can see in Scripture that what's taking place in this country through, I believe we're past chastisements in this country. Now we are stepping into judgments because God has warned his people and they continuously turn the wrong direction. So therefore, I believe he's bringing it to judgment. In other words, I think he's done in a lot of ways with pleading with his people. I mean, if you remember rightly, Jeremiah got to the point where the Lord, he would just go back to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he would say, you know what? I don't want you to pray for him anymore. You've already warned them. You've already told them what was going to be coming down the line. And Jeremiah, I want you to know, too, they didn't reject you, and they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. Now, when you think about that, that is a heart. That is love. But in saying that, I don't believe we're beyond the point of return. But again, as I share with you in the past and have shared with you in the past, when you go to Jeremiah 6:16, friends, we're commanded to go back to the old past. And again, Jeremiah 6:16, keep in mind that people would not do it. They wouldn't listen to him. Therefore, God brought judgment. And in saying that, friends, he also said that he'd appoint foreigners over you. You would be the tail and they would be the head. Well, that's what you're beginning to see. I mean, you're seeing already that this administration has to use foreigners, radicals, straight-up communist to do his bidding for him. And see, America, if you would have dealt with those people lawfully before, where we're, you know, to the times that we are in the present now, we would not be where we're at today. You cannot give the enemy a foothold, because the minute you do that, the old saying goes, you know, give him an inch, he'll take you a mile. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. So we have to draw the line in the sand. And again, this should be an encouraging program for anybody listening today that has their hands up in the air just saying there's no sense. Because again, what we're finding, even concerning Obamacare, because I know it bothers a lot of people, and it should, rightfully. But really what it comes down to is the American people should rightfully deal with those that are violating our constitutional republic on a daily basis. That's just what we should be doing. That's what every individual in this country should be doing. And folks, what we're talking about right now is how the administration continuously embellishes numbers. I mean, folks, we have foreign companies with a $1.2 billion contract to manage paper applications for Obama's health care law. And I want you to hear this again, friends, because what we're finding is there were 1,800 applications. Okay, and if there was 1,800 applications and there's 312 million people in this country, something ain't working for them, right? So if it's not through a voluntary basis, what's going to happen if you let this go another step, friends? They're going to begin to implement it by force. That's why the IRS is in the equation. And also keep in mind, the IRS is using foreigners to audit American individuals. Why would they be doing that? And now we find that those that are actually a part of this contract, well, they're sitting around playing games on your dime, on my dime. See, folks, and there's something seriously wrong with that. And by the way, if you'd like to see this article, it's in the Washington Times. You know, I've said this before, but just taking it to my own experience, I remember the New York Times did a page article on me, and it was me and Michelle Bachman. It was called "And the Making of an Accolade." And interestingly enough, when they put it out there, do you realize that was, you know, if I had to pay for that ad, it would have cost me $500,000 at least to do that. The article was favorable towards my ministry, interestingly enough. And there was 1,500 responses to that article. We're talking about one of the biggest outlets in the world. There was only 1,500 outlets. Now, I remember another time there was an outlet that came after me. It was a liberal, lawless, communist outlet, and it's still out there. I'm just not going to give them any credit for anything. But when they wrote a bunch of lies about me, there was about 10,000 responses instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went to the Washington Times, and I found that there was only 18 responses. 18 people that cared enough to actually stand up and speak out against it. Now, concerning the outlet, Washington Times, that's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There should be like 18 million responses, you'd think, that are saying we're not going to put up with this, enough of this Obamacare stuff. No, there was 18. See, it's almost like people don't want to hear that they have things going for them. They want to talk about the bad news. They want to talk about the squeaky wheel, rather than how things are going for them and how we can do this. And again, what it reminds me of Joshua and Caleb, and it reminds me of when they came back with fruit in hand because God promised them that they could take the good land. And now what's interesting about that as well, when they came back and showed the children of Israel that we are well able to overcome, they wanted to pick up stones and throw them at them. America, you have everything going for you. As I said right before the last break, as John Knox said, he said, a man with God is always in the majority. And I've also shared with you in the past, friends, that no matter where I go, no matter what state I go to, I don't care if it's California or the East Coast, I'm trying to figure out who is supporting this administration. Because I cannot, for the most part, find them unless they're entitlement recipients. You know, getting a handout. You know, well, you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, friends, and they're taking your money illegally and giving it to people that don't want to work. Those people. Because that's the only support that he has, if they even support him, which I highly doubt that they do. They just like the free handout. Now, friends, let's go back to this really quick. According to Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, The data that they found throughout October and November, only 17% of exchange applications were on paper, far below the one-third rate of the Congressional Budget Office projected. And yet at the same time, there was a backlog of 50,000 to 60,000 paper applications, each representing a customer left in the dark about their status. The Obama administration awarded Serco with the contract last summer, and of course has been the case with so many recipients of this Obama administration's generosity, again with your money, friends. So a cloud of insider politics hangs over the award that they received from the Obama administration. See, this is what they do. They pay homage to one another, friends, because they know that the people don't. Instead of doing what they're supposed to do and represent we the people, they sit there and they work together with their little lobbying minions to sell out the country. And again, we can't blame Obama. We can't blame his administration. We can't blame just the church. We can't blame everybody but ourselves. We have to take responsibility. And without fail, when I post articles like this on Bradley Dean on Facebook, almost without fail, almost 100% of those the responses to the articles are always blaming Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
No, he is the culprit. Yes, he's the responsible party. Yes, he is the door that wicked must go through. But who is allowing it to take place? Serco spent more than $1 million on lobbying and other political activities, including a donation to the Obama campaign. Presumably common practice for a company that does 90% of its business with the federal government. Interestingly enough, one of Serco's hired lobbyists, Mark Hayes, was the central subject of insider trading in an investigation. But you see, Serco's dark history goes far beyond one lobbyist. It appears to stretch across the Atlantic Ocean. And just days after the award by Barack Hussein Obama winning the Obama contract concerning Serco, they came under investigation from Britain's Service Fraud Office. Reminds me of Acorn. Reminds me of the IRS scandal. Reminds me of the DOJ scandal. Reminds me of the Benghazi scandal. An audit discovered that Serco and another company had been overbilling the government by over $80 billion.
Ugh.
Who's funding your enemies, friends? Serco Inc. in the United States did not alert the government that their parent company was under foreign investigation despite being required by law to do so. So, in other words, again, we're dealing with lawful people. These are his cohorts. These are those that are working in alliance with him, friends, to destroy. In August, London police investigated allegations that Serco falsified documents on a British government contract. In 2006, they were contracted to provide certain healthcare services in England, but The Guardian found that the quality of service had declined drastically as a result. Another contract in 2011 resulted in 400 clinical incidents. In March of 2013, Britain's National Audit Office found that Serco had made an unauthorized change to performance data 252 times in 6 months. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to erase the trail, aren't they? What does this administration do daily? Folks, you can't even verify his birth records. He spent millions of dollars covering them up. You can't even verify his real name. And then when his relatives come out to actually call him out for who he is, then the American people stand back and say, oh, I just don't believe that. Yet the smoking gun's in his hand again today, friends. What do you have to say about that? 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. And we're just talking about the fraudulence that's taking place here through the White House again, now concerning Obamacare. Friends, nobody's sending forth their applications. We're finding out that he's using a company that is under investigation for fraud. But this is all on your dime. We found out that the company that's being used, Serco, is overbilling the government by over $80 billion. They were supposed to alert the government, and they did not do that, to the fact that they were under a foreign investigation.
Was that $80 million?
$80
billion. Billion dollars.
B.
Wow.
B as in Bradley.
Wow.
Yeah. So, here we are. And interestingly enough, now members of Congress want CMS to respond to questions. See, they want to bring it into the arena of debate. And what will happen is once they bring it into the arena of debate, that will appease the people for the most part, because what they'll do is they'll kick the, well, they won't kick the can down the road. What they'll do is they'll debate the pith and marrow out of it, where the American people just say, you know, we were right about you guys. You guys don't get anything done here. Wouldn't that be all the more reason to actually deal
Yeah.
With governments and
Congress. It reminds me of what we talked about earlier on this week. And what happens is, you know, people, as in the American people, get thrown through the media a new bone. They chew on the bone goes back and forth, and the bone eventually gets the meat off of it, and then they throw it away. And then, oh, here's another bone tossed to you by the state-run media. Then they chew on it, and they go back and forth with it and debate it, and then it's tossed away, and then you get another. It's another barrage. It's like every day there's a new slap in the face, and then there's a punch in the face, and then you're being strangled over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And yet, for the most part, people do nothing to stand up and defend themselves, to defend their liberties, to stand up and say enough is enough. It's almost, it's so horrible that you almost don't even know how to describe it. Because you would think, like we've said 10,000 times, surely people will rise up because of this.
Yeah.
They'll rise up because of this, Benghazi, the IRS scandal, I mean, Obamacare, I mean, the homosexual agenda, abortion. You think,
we'll just let the homosexuals come in and attack innocent people. We'll just let them infiltrate public schools. We'll just let them shut down a cake maker that doesn't want to make a cake, and we'll let them violate everything that we are as a people. But for some reason, in their minds, they're still the victims.
Right.
It's like the women that are victims of being impregnated and they murder their babies. It's the baby's fault.
Yeah.
They're the victims.
It's amazing. And every day is a new atrocity. But you know what? It's amazing to me how much abuse the American people will take, and they'll turn the other cheek. You go to a Sunday morning service, they won't talk about anything substantial. People are so caught up in their games and their own lives and their own entertainment that they won't man up and fight for their countries. What in the world? I mean, what kind of a country are you going to leave to your children? What are you thinking of? Are you not thinking that much? I mean, you want to just take someone and, grab them by the scruff of the neck and shake them for a minute and say, listen, are you thinking? Look at what's going on out there. You can't just close your eyes. It's like, kids, what they do is, they say that they're hiding from you, right? And all they do is they close their eyes because they can't see you. So they think because they can't see you, you can't see them. With the issues and problems that are going on, you can't just close your eyes and just imagine that they're going to go away. When you do nothing, it only gets worse. Look at your house. If you do nothing with your house, what happens? It gets worse. It doesn't get better. You have to maintain your home to make sure that it's clean. And the same with your country. You can't just say, well, at least I'm not a part of the problem, but I'm not really doing anything. I'm just living my life. Listen, that's a part of the degradation of this country because you're not doing anything and you're not getting involved.
Well, and and then what happens, it goes from that going back to, let's go to the responsible party again here, the lights of the communities and the nation, the church. And then what they revert back to is the fact that, the rapture's coming. It's just one thing after another. And I was even thinking about when we started talking about this earlier, it was interesting that every step of the way in the reverse, in the wrong direction, through digression, the people that were subjected to dictators in history, instead of actually dealing with the dictator at almost every turn, you know what they do? They say, well, he needs us, or they need us. And then they begin to violate and violate more and more and more. And what happens is, again, and you've heard it so many times, friends, you add strength to tyranny by actually tolerating the crime. And that's what's un-American here, friends. Too many men and women fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, to sit back and tolerate this. And also keep in mind, friends, they're stealing your money. They're reallocating your money unlawfully, illegally. That is a crime. And they're using foreign companies that are under investigation to actually implement Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. And, of course, they probably couldn't find anybody here in America to do it for them because nobody agrees with it. And, again, rightfully so, you shouldn't agree with it because it's illegal. But, friends, here we are. And it's always laid to us as to how we're going to respond. Because the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given to you. Now, I didn't write this article. The Washington Times wrote this article. And I'll tell you what, when the state-run media is actually out there telling you what's really going on, in many cases what they're doing is blurting out the truth in their confusion. And if they're confused, or sometimes maybe they're just doing it because it's the right thing to do. But, here we are again. If they do that, that's great. You know what? More power to the people. And the truth should be out there amongst the people anyways. But the people need to respond to the truth. And that is the mercy of God. We got Tom calling from Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I've been better. I'll make this point quick. I just wanted to respond to what your wife said about people needing to maintain their homes. you know, people, they know how to maintain their homes. Well, at least my generation did. But as far as maintaining what's going on in their country, it used to be you could vote at the ballot box your way to where the country was supposed to be. And I don't believe that that's an option any longer. I firmly believe that the fields of battle where we are not present as Christians and as just people who love the original concept of the Constitution are the courtrooms. These are places where you can conduct a civil war. They're doing it. They've got their own army, the ABA, in there, and they're doing things all the time on the field of battle, and we lose by default. We don't show up. If you really want your voice heard, forget about the ballot box for a moment. Learn about an affidavit, filing a motion, and let your voice be heard on the field of battle. Otherwise, it's like crying out in the wild that you're upset about something, and they simply don't hear you and don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it goes.
That's the sad part.
That's right. And
yeah.
It goes to, you know, people like you, Tommy, say, listen, we need to win the battle in the courts. So that means that you have that burden. The Lord has given you that burden. Then there's people who say, we need to win the battle in the classroom. So they have the battle, you know, the burden to go to the classroom. Everybody is saying, we need leaders. We need people to lead the way. We need to go forward. The people that are looking for leaders, a lot of times, God has called them to be the leaders themselves. We can say, we need more people like this or that or the other thing. Why don't you be that person who goes and says, listen, I'll lead that battle up in the courtroom, or I'll lead that battle up in the classroom, or I'll lead that battle up when it comes time to get in, making sure everyone goes out and votes. We have to understand that no matter what you are, no matter who you are, whether you think you're qualified, you're not qualified, you can do it, you can't do it, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, and we have a job to do. And bottom line is, if the good guys don't do it, like you're saying, Tom, the bad guys are definitely going to be doing that. And where are the good guys? We're MIA out there. We're as in the whole, not us. But we have to understand that we can't say, listen, what's happening to our country? Well, if you don't get involved, it's going to be digressing the way it is. No question about it.
Tom, what are you seeing in Maryland? I'm just kind of curious. I know that you got O'Malley out there who's a straight communist, but I'm just kind of curious to know what the sentiment is in your state concerning what's taking place on a national level.
Well, I've seen myself and other people with similar faith and other views and businesses as well. Decide to sell their properties, homes, and leave Maryland. And that's what I'm in the process of doing. You know, I don't know how much better it'll be where I end up, but I'll tell you what, Maryland is real down on the list as far as places that respect your liberty and uphold Christian values of any type. By the way, real quick before I let you go, it'd be great if, and I'd be glad to help you with this, if you could start up a section on your website relative to how to file motions and affidavits. Believe me, you can beat City Hall. I did it with no legal experience.
Here's another project. Hey, Tom, can you do me a favor? We're going to close this show out. Will you hold on for a minute? We need to get your information. I got an idea.
Okay.
And it's in line with yours. Go ahead and pick that up, Sam. Folks, Steph, go ahead and shoot away. We got to close this show
well,
up.
Well, I just want to say that those of you that are listening that say, listen, we have a job to do. I want to be a part of this army for Christ. What can we do? Please, one of the ways that you can help support what we're doing is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online. You can also become a son or daughter of liberty. We also have so many products out there. I want to highlight this real quick. We all know that Halloween is coming up, and you have all these kids coming to your door. You need to be giving them gospel tracts. You need to be giving them wonderful things like that that have the message of Jesus Christ on them. We can get a booklet, actually 10 booklets for a $5 donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please keep that in mind as you're going forward, but we need your support in order to do what we do. We appreciate all your support.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.